Okay, so how many of you use speech recognition software, work with people with that? How many of that is in an office setting or a home office environment? Okay, and this is one of the, this is about some of the challenges that we are I'm encountering these days, current levels of technology on using a wireless microphone for accessing both computer and telephone. And then when I say access a computer, I'm not talking about Skype or something. I'm talking about quality for using speech recognition. So old school, I'm calling it wireless options, when you're looking at wireless access to for speech recognition, until recently you were looking at basically technology that Madonna uses when on stage or something like that. When it's, when I say pro audio kind of thing, that goes from $300 to $3,000. Good range, but kind of expensive. Wireless for home, cordless handsets with a corded headset. And there were headsets made, wireless headsets designed for office environments, Plantronics and GNetcom, but getting them from the telephone to the computer has been a bit of a challenge. And usually you can switch back and forth between a regular headset and your computer, Plantronics and VXI and Andrea had these switch boxes, but those were, again, typically hardwire headsets. And the one exception was maybe aerial phone, but that required a computer interface to get to the telephone. So blue school options, instead of the old school, they newer ones, initial Bluetooth wasn't good enough for speech recognition. Newer technologies and standards made it easier. And now they're recently, again, able to multi-point, I think is what they call it. You can pair up between your cell phone and your computer or whatever. And then, of course, everyone says, well, I want to go between my cell phone and my office telephone or my office telephone and computer. And that starts, hang on, we're not there yet. But there are models that can work with both computers, the speech recognition and telephone. Now, the one entry on the market is the Callisto Pro by Plantronics, and what this is their charging base in this picture, but it has a wireless Bluetooth handset as well as a, an earpiece. So you can, if you watch the commercials, go between your cell phone, computer, and hard landline phone. The headset alone, earpiece, is bundled with some versions of Naturally Speaking. Then Sennheiser and probably other companies do have a Bluetooth now, good quality office phone that will probably work well enough for speech recognition, especially at $300, and you can go between your cell phone and your office. But what happens is that, and then you still have some models of cordless phones that that are not Bluetooth, but if you use a mechanical switch, you can go back and forth between a telephone and a computer. Now, this is a picture I don't have with me, but one really good one is the Zoom switch, designed specifically to go back and forth between a telephone and, in this case, the Plantronics CS50 or CS70 wireless, and then into the computer with a USB. And that's what we want to be seeing when we're going in for speech recognition. The other model is a GN Select switch, but as you can, if you can see the screen, you can see that it has standard eighth-inch jacks, so then you have to get a USB adapter if you want to go into the computer in a more reliable way than through USB. Now the challenge is that on these headsets with Bluetooth and others, you have to hit that little button up there by your ear, either on back, on the side, and they get smaller over time. And for people that we work with, who needs a wireless set of often people who can't put a headset on, who can't access readily, and who can't necessarily, if they can even reach up there, can't really feel it or push. So that's the kind of things we're trying to work with. Now, one option is Sage Tech, who was down in the exhibit hall. They've modified a Bluetooth with an external switch. In other words, they paid somebody else to work under magnifying glasses and magnifying lens in really tight conditions to be able to get at those tiny wires in these headsets. Now, externally, what I've ended up doing is finding ways to modify a headset by adding extra, if you can get up there, giving it extra leverage, getting some tactile so you can find it. Not for everybody. I'll just pass this around, but please give it back, or else I'll stand at the door and shoot you. That's the Callisto. Did I say that? Yeah. Don't take me literally. Okay. But in this case, I was able to use this tiny little hole I think they had for pressure balance and run a thin wire through it. Some of the others, I don't have it here, but just, again, finding a creative way to add an extra lever arm to the earpiece to press on that small button, and hopefully non-destructively, so in the case the person didn't like it, I could take it off and give it back. But going into these things, I haven't wanted to spend the money on destroying one just to look at it. Now, also the switch boxes themselves have problems. Quickly. Now, the switch boxes present their own problems if you're trying to go back and forth, if you don't have the Bluetooth. Here's one. The select switch has a pretty tough switch. You can hear it from here. And I've added a plastic base to which I can screw a larger lever arm. If the person couldn't handle that, since it has just a four-pole double-throw switch, that can be easily adapted to a relay for those who care to do so. I didn't have to in this case. Another, for the Zoom switch, they have a nice large button that toggles up and toggles down, but in this case, the guy who I was working with, who is partial quad, he could depress it, which gave him, again, a larger lever arm, hip to down, hip to release up. The other challenge that you run into is that some of the new phones and systems have these electronic hook switches where you can turn it on or off that takes the phone off the hook without taking the handle off. But in older systems, it's still manual, and you get this handset lifter. Well, when you put that little push your button to go to the telephone, the handset comes up. But if you're switched over to the computer, well, you're talking on the dictating computer, and your phone's off hook. And I didn't realize that. And so two options are to physically push it back down, but that doesn't work for everybody. So how did I deal with that? And essentially, what I did was to intercept the wire between the phone base and the handset lifter. And the trouble is that it's not a simple, the motor is a, I'm losing the term, but it's a digitally controlled motor, so it doesn't just have a 9 volts going through there. So I needed to intercept that and reconnect it, but the challenge was that I also wanted an indicator light so you'd know when you're switched between the telephone and the computer. So I had to also have a different circuit going through for that. And what that meant essentially is just using a relay so I took the power for the relay out of the switch box, the base for the Plantronics, so I didn't have to then have another wall wart plugged in. But and then the relay would, at the same time, switch the light on and off, and the other leg would switch the power to the handset lifter on and off. And what I did was I put the micro switch that controlled the relay up under the arm that depressed the toggle switch for the zoom. So pushed down, it sort of stayed down. And it held the micro switch down, pushed up, lifted it up, and released the micro switch. So instead of having to do a lot of finessing with electronics, I was just able to use the mechanical, so you wouldn't have to have two switches and so forth. Now, I could do that with relay, with one switch and a latching relay and all that stuff. Fortunately, you didn't have to do it. And of course, it's part of a broader solution. It was a multi-line phone, so the person used a mouth stick to switch lines on the phone. Always a big problem with multi-line phones. And to actually dial out, use this mouth stick or answer somebody else's line. Trackball, the usual kind of accessories. So that's one way around. I'm listing your handout some of the products, but then you can have to then make the products work to the environment. Other product solutions, things people have tried?
Okay.
Thank you, Ray.